This is the managing editor of Omaha Magazine's Content Studios Omaha, Daisy Hutzel Rodman, for KVNO's Arts Today. And here are your top five Best of Omaha events from May 22 through June 25. Those looking for an event this evening can listen to The Bleachers. The band fuses indie pop with new wave and alternative rock, and claims to draw inspiration from John Hughes' Brat Pack films. They're coming from a sold-out show at Red Rocks and are sure to be fun. Bleachers with Jack Antonov will play at 7:30 p.m. tonight at Steelhouse Omaha. Paris in the late 19th century awaits those who wish to experience La Vie Bohème with Moulin Rouge the musical. Based on the 2001 film, a young Englishman in the Paris of 1899 becomes infatuated with Satine, a singer at the Moulin Rouge. She, however, has been promised to a duke in return for funding his next production, and fun and folly ensue. Moulin Rouge the musical is playing May 22 through June 9 at the Orpheum Theater. Former Pentatonix bassist Avi Coplin is performing solo these days, and embracing the roots, country, and soul music he listened to while growing up in rural California. Scott Simon of NPR Weekend Edition said his solo albums reveal his full range. The Grammy Award-winning singer can boast a global following and is sure to pack North Downtown when he performs June 7 at the Slowdown. It's the season of outdoor concerts, and Omaha has a newer festival that is sure to get people dancing no matter who their favorite performer is or where they live. One Omaha Music Festival is bringing up to 100 bands on stage over the course of 3 days. With local acts such as Hector Anchando performing, Omahans everywhere can find their favorite band or discover a new favorite. One Omaha Music Festival is set for June 13 through 15 at locations in the Old Market, Downtown, and Benson. By mid-June in Omaha, temperatures are sure to rise, and what better way to beat the heat than to take in an art exhibit? The third week of June is the last week to see London-based artist Alicia Reyes McNamara's collection of dreamlike paintings that reimagine femme-centered folklore. The show, titled Two Volcanoes Grow Together, Two Rivers Lay Side by Side, is showing now through June 22 at Union for Contemporary Art. For Arts Today on KVNO, this is Daisy Hutzel Rodman of Omaha Magazine's Content Studios Omaha, and that was your top five Best of Omaha.